Okay. So my mic's not on.
It doesn't work still. Remember the other night?
Oh, we changed mics. It was, we changed.
Well, it's yours and Nick's that didn't work. But Nick's is working this morning, but yours still won't work. I can try.
Well, they worked the other day at a different, yeah, they worked last week. So maybe we had a storm over the weekend and we should have unplugged it.
Got it.
Yeah, so.
I turned it up.
Okay. You got it? Okay.
See if it's working.
Yeah. Sure. Makes a difference.
It starts humming, we'll turn you down.
Yeah. Yeah, they were working good last week. Thank you, Don.
Our next order of business is approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular minutes for February 1st of 2024, February 13th of 2024, and an executive set of minutes for February 13th, 2024. Is there any questions or corrections?
Move to approve regular session minutes for February 1st and February 13th, 2024, and executive session minutes February 13th, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving down the agenda, we have Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force's Fiscal Year 2024 Agreement, file number 24-022-S for Sheriff. With us, you're good. You can just stand right up here, Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're doing great.
Good.
Is there any questions on the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force?
All the concerns that have been addressed, you won't have any problem with.
No, ma'am. The admin assistant, she's the one that takes care of the billing and all the paperwork on that, and she's done this for several years. Basically the same agreement, just on different cases, so she's very familiar, and she knows the policy and procedure that deals with it, and we won't have any problems.
If the officer should switch, you would notify them? And
yes. Yep, absolutely.
Any other questions?
No, we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated February 15th, 2024, approving to the agreement as the form.
Move to approve the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force Fiscal Year 2024 agreement by and between the United States Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. At this time, we're going to start our planning and zoning rezone request, so I will turn it over to our planning and zoning administrator, Mr. Scott Sterrett.
So I'd like to welcome everyone to the February 20th, 2024 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into Evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information from the Taney County Planning Commission for each case, is Exhibit C. Taney County Planning Commission meeting audio files for all the cases to be heard at this County Commission meeting and public hearing is Exhibit D. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So your first case is order number 1127-2023-01. On November the 13th, 2023, the Planning Commission failed to pass a motion for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, number 10-6.0-24-000-000-009.000, located at 25123 U.S. Highway 160. The subject property is zoned A1 Agricultural District. The rezoning request is for RB1, which is RV Park District. So turning your attention to the screen, you see the river here. This is the 160 Beaver Creek Bridge. It's east of that. Here's our zoning layer. Of course, the white's A1. We do have an MH1 zone parcel to the east. There's MoDOT approved entrance that you'll see a photo of right here. Looking back to the east from that entrance, back to the west. Couple more photos of the parcel. I think our owner's here to add to.
Okay. Now, just a reminder, we did close the public hearing the last time we met, but we did make a statement that we would allow future conversation within this. So we will keep it pretty limited. So if the applicant, please, if you would like to address any concerns that the commission had from the prior meeting.
Well, we went to the BOA meeting, which was the whole reason we reset this meeting today, and that approved all four of them approved it again.
For the
nightly rentals.
For the conditional use permit.
For the that's correct.
Okay.
So I'm just coming to say that, we actually, and Rick Persinger changed his vote from against to for that at that meeting as well, so.
So you have been approved for the four conditional use permits for the nightly rental.
Five.
Yeah. Okay.
Five. Three bedroom.
Okay. So five conditional use, and the reason for your being here today is for the RV slots, for the RV rezone, so you can add additional RV slots to this parcel.
Correct.
Okay.
And how many RV slots was it that you were planning on?
We have... you guys still have that layout or no, Scott?
Don't.
Did you take it back last time?
You got a copy of it. I still have it, though, Scott.
Okay.
This was the nightly rentals down in the woods. This is our RV layout.
And Robert's Ridge, is it here?
It's right here.
It's right here.
Yeah.
So the RV would be on this side of it?
No, this side.
You'd be to the west side.
Yeah, this is where we were planning on doing our Christmas tree pumpkin patch deal. It was on this side over here.
So where exactly is the RV right here?
This is the entrance that he pointed out on the map there. So you'd come down and you'd have this section. This is a deeper gully through here. We're trying to leave this side alone.
Is this wooded now?
No, that's all fields. This is before it was ever brush hogged or anything like that.
Yeah. So in that, it's pretty much to be the left side of the screen. The left section of the property is where you're proposing.
Is there the number 160 on the highway?
Correct.
Everything to the left or to the west.
You have on here 18, is that correct?
18 spots? 18. We'd like to keep them a little bit more spaced out so you're not just side by side. We camp a lot and we don't really like that feeling when you go to the state park and you've got somebody basically backed right up to you. So we'd like to be able to space them out so everybody's got room.
So rem- reminder to the county commission that section 16.090, which is a little different than our other zoning districts, that you do have the ability to add supplementary requirements. So that means that if you just approve this for RV1 and he sold it, then there could be, a lot of RV sites. But with this section in that RV1's article, you could limit that and put it in with your order and it'd be recorded. So you do have the ability to limit the number of sites.
That was my memory that you stated.
Yeah, in addition to the foregoing, the county commission may impose such other conditions, requirements, or limitations concerning the design, development, and operation of such recreational vehicle park as it deems necessary for the protection of adjacent properties in the public interest. That's a statement that's not in the other zoning districts. So.
And it would have a community well, or there'd be a well that'd be drilled for all of the RV sites and the 5 homes?
Mm-hmm. The DNR is the well authority, and it's so many hookups, and I don't know how they'd look at that.
And in your packet, DNR's came out and already done a site review for this.
Depending on what type of well you drilled would restrict to what?
So really, RV is a lesser well than what you would drill at your own house. Mm-hmm. So I would probably go ahead, I was speaking with them at the DNR, and we'd probably drill a residential community well versus just one basic for RV. That way it would be supplemental for the nightly rentals and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there any treatment or anything on that, since there is
It's got to be checked by a management company.
Right, that's what I anticipated.
Yep.
Do we have any more questions for the applicant?
On the, you said the Christmas tree pumpkin patch area, kind of to the east.
Yeah, so
did you have
basically, they're down there taking trees out now. But from about this point going back,
did you kind
of line the road with Christmas trees?
Do your plans for any fencing on any of that, or border of any kind? Or?
So now I have to, due to my conditional use permit, the whole exterior butting everybody, I have to have a fence up for with no trespassing signs leading towards my neighbors.
And then what kind of I didn't.
It just was a fence with no trespassing signs put up.
Are you thinking?
And the neighbor here already has a picket fence that runs down this driveway to about halfway point there.
Were you thinking the pumpkin patch and Christmas tree kind of like out on F Highway, like what they've got out there?
Similar. We'd like to do like a sunflower patch so you can take pictures, kind of just something for the public to be able to come out and enjoy. I don't think as large as F Highway, just something more for our community, something fun.
So in the latter part of the season, that might be something that could draw an RV person, because there's not water. There's not, like normally if you go camping and take your...
Well, and that was our where we started down this road is when they flood Bull Shoals, there's nowhere to camp. But you could camp here, and then you could still go launch at Beaver Creek Park, or you could still go launch over at Beaver Creek Marina. But when it floods all those campsites, they close down all of our core state parks because they're underneath water and they can't have electric or water when they're underwater. And as noted before, we're not running the RV park through the winter. It'll have a shutdown date and it'll open back at the end, mid-March to the end of March. I just don't want to deal with freezing pipes and all that.
Mid-March to when?
October, the end of October, somewhere in there. So November, December, January, February, March, it'd be shut down. The nightly rentals would still be available, though.
The current ask is for 18?
Correct. Yeah, 18 along with the 5 nightly rental.
So 18 capital. Sites.
Yep.
Scott, what's the maximum